Good morning. Welcome to our 10:30 worship this morning at Little Swatara. Today we are celebrating Junior High Sunday, and we have seven junior high students who are going to be participating and actually leading the majority of the service today. Are there any announcements that need to be made? If we could have one of the ushers bring a mic around for an announcement. Go ahead, Sue.
The youth group has decided to do a Super Bowl party this coming Sunday. We will actually be watching the Super Bowl here at the church downstairs. It's going to be from about 5:30, 6 o'clock to whenever the Super Bowl is over. Everybody is welcome to come out and join us. And we ask that you all bring food to share, because if you don't bring it, we won't eat it. So if you want good food, bring good food.
Are there other announcements?
The missions and evangelism team is making We Care packages up for the students that are in college. And we usually put quarters in, so I put a bottle out back and a jar or what, plastic bottle. And I urge people to maybe drop a quarter or so in, and that way we'll have the quarters for it. And also, Daffodil Sunday is coming up, so if anybody wants daffodils, there's a sheet out there.
Okay. Any other announcements? Let's move into a time of sharing. One thing I'd like to share is Nancy Bowman passed away, and we want to keep her family and in our thoughts and prayers. And I believe the service, what did we say, it was Thursday. Yes. Does anybody else have a joy or concern to share?
Just wanted to add a word regarding Nancy. This has been a real sort of sudden happening. And so remember Jim and the rest of the family, especially in your prayers. She was in the hospital not last week, but the week before, and seemed to be improving. And so when I got the call yesterday, it was a real shock to me. So let's remember them in our prayers. Happy to be back with you after a week of really, really productive meetings, and am off again this week to Austin, Texas. And so if you could continue to remember me in your prayers through travels. But really great to be back. Got back last night, got to bed sometime between 3:30 and 4. So if you hear snoring, it's probably going to be me. So, but it's great to be back with the family again.
Please rise to your feet and join in unison invocation.
Please join me. Lord God, your chosen ones, holy and beloved, have gathered to worship you. Remind us in this hour of worship of the great responsibility we have as your chosen ones. The responsibility to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. The responsibility to clothe ourselves in love. God, in this time of worship, cover us with your forgiveness. Clothe us with your love. Amen.
Oh God, it is awesome that you choose us.
We worship you.
God, you are the one who clothes us with compassion and kindness.
We worship you.
God, you are the one who clothes us with humility and meekness.
We worship you.
God, you are the one who clothes us with patience.
We worship you.
God, you are the one who clothes us with love.
We worship you.
You may be seated, and we're going to sing Teresa's prayer. It's found in the hymnal supplement, in the pews, or the words will be projected. We'll sing through it two times.
Just a couple of words before we come into a time of prayer. You need to say thank you to Johnny High. It may feel a little cool now. You should have been here early this morning. It's way warmer now. Our heat system developed a fuel leak, and two of the three boilers shut down, and so it was pretty nippy in here this morning. And when I got here fairly early, I saw John's truck, and I knew we had some issues. And so thanks, John. Really wanted to say thanks. And I looked at the thermometer, and we're up a number of degrees since the 8:15 service. So don't forget to say thank you. Yeah. Thanks. The other thing I wanted to say is that Jim Bowman is staying with his daughter Cindy, and if you'd like to make a connection with him, a phone call or something, just to express your sympathy, if you wanted to do that before he would receive a card from you, you can reach him at his daughter Cindy's, and Jerry probably would be willing to give you Jim's cell phone number if you wanted to make a connection there, okay? Let's pray together. Lord, we're so grateful that we're a part of the family of God. And sometimes we confess that we take one another for granted. There are many people who just kind of show up and do things that need to be done that make our lives more comfortable, more manageable. And sometimes they leave before we know that they've done them, and we're not even sure who to thank. And so, Lord, we thank you for men and women in this congregation like John and so many others who just are willing to step up to the plate and do what's necessary. Don't ask for any kind of pat on the back or praise. In fact, sometimes they're a little embarrassed by that. And yet help us to be willing to go out of our way to express our appreciation for one another, because there are folks here who are pretty wonderful people. And that part of the loss that we feel about Nancy passing on is that she was one of those pretty wonderful people who was a part of this family. And so it's not just the biological family that's hurting right now, but we as a congregation are hurting because we have a sister who has departed from our midst, and we're gonna miss her. We pray that you'd be with Jim. We pray that you'd be with the rest of the family, with their children and their grandchildren. And I know they have at least one great-granddaughter because Nancy had her picture prominently displayed in her hospital room. And so be with the entire family and watch over them and be a source of comfort and strength to them at this time. We're grateful for young people in this congregation, for junior hires and senior hires and not yet junior or senior hires. We have some really gifted, beautiful children and youth in this congregation. We're thankful for them. Thanks for the wonderful job that the junior hires did in the 8:15 service, and others here will agree with me at the end of this service that they did a great job. We pray your blessing upon this Super Bowl party next week. Some of us may even want to pray for one of the two teams, but Lord, just watch over that event and provide safety. We also think of the We Care packages in this ministry that just kind of happens year after year, and we pray your blessing upon that ministry. Thanks that we can gather together in this place today for the warmth that we enjoy during a pretty cold week, and we have, for the most part, had warm places to go, and we're grateful for that. Thank you for all of the care that you give to us, for the support and the love and the encouragement. And thank you, Lord, the theme today is being clothed in love. And it's when we put on the clothing of your love that we understand what love is all about. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven.
We'd like to invite other children who are in the congregation to come forward for a children's story. Just come on up and sit on the steps. Oh, the junior high kids wanted me to say anyone under 18 or 18 or younger.
Come on, you get people, you get lollipops.
Welcome to church today. I love seeing you all here. You all look ready to learn about love today. And you all look so nice this morning, too.
How many of you picked out your own clothes this morning? Are you loving what you're wearing today?
I wonder if you can love your clothes or not. Can it be possible for your clothes to be made from love? Now, of course, you may know someone who has made a quilt or a special blanket for you, or maybe even someone has made your clothes or sewn on a button for you.
Do you think when someone makes something for you that you can say it is made from love? God tells us in Colossians verses 12-15 that we can put on love. Isn't that a funny thing to try to do? But the Bible says for us to clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Did any of you get up this morning, brush your hair and your teeth, put on clothes, shoes, and at the last minute put on love?
No one. I know. Well, I'm proud of you for being here and choosing to get dressed and come to church this morning. God wants you not only to feel his love for you, but to also put on love so that other people will know you are kind and willing to love with others in peace and harmony. So today I would like to give you a sticker on your hand to remind you to share your love with others.
You need a sticker on the top of your hand. Hold out your hand, Kyle. Here. Okay.
Pray with me. Dear God, help me to remember that love is the best thing I can put on in order to share your love with others. Amen.
Please join in the litany as we prepare for offering.
Please join me in the litany in preparation for the offering. We are chosen by God to dress with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. God has provided us a garment rich in fine. We are chosen, holy, and dearly loved.
God loves us whatever happens, no matter what.
We are chosen to bear each other's burdens and forgive one another.
God leaves us together in perfect love.
We are chosen to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
God has given us a gift, and we are thankful.
We are chosen and perfectly clothed to show the world our love.
God has given us a gift, and we are thankful.
Every dream that reaches out. rivers to the sea. Every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace. Every simple act of mercy, every step to kingdom come. All the hope in every heart will speak what love has done.
Okay, our scripture jam today is based on Colossians 3, 12 to 15. Therefore,
consequently, as a result,
hence,
as God's chosen people,
selected,
preferred,
holy and dearly loved,
treasured,
appreciated,
prized,
clothe yourselves with
compassion,
kindness,
humility,
patience.
Bear with each other.
Rawr.
Bear with each other.
Together.
And forgive one another.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Please forgive me.
I forgive you.
If any of you has a grievance against someone.
Hey,
stop it.
Knock it off.
Hello.
Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
The Lord forgave you for everything.
The least you could do is the same.
Forgive each other.
As Jesus did.
And over all these virtues.
Above all else.
More important than anything.
Don't forget.
Put on love.
Amore.
Deliba.
Lasca.
Sayang.
Which binds them all together.
The binding agent.
The glue.
Makes it stick.
In perfect...
together.
In perfect unity.
Let the peace of Christ
rule in your hearts.
Peace of Christ rules.
Have sovereign.
Be king of your heart.
Love and only love.
Peace and only peace.
Christ's peace.
Since as members of one body,
council,
committee,
all one,
many parts but one body,
you were called to peace.
Hello.
Hey.
Over here.
Come hither.
And be thankful.
Merci.
Arigato.
Danke schön.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Amen.
For the next part during our worship, the junior high are going to be doing a skit. There are six scenes, and in between each scene, they'll be changing scenes a little bit, so just be patient for a moment while they change scenes.
Good morning, listening area. It's going to be another beautiful day today. The high will be in the mid-60s, low in the mid-50s, slight wind, mostly sunny. A perfect day to put on a sweatshirt and your favorite pair of jeans. Also, remember to put on love as you head out this morning. In local news.
Mom, put on love? Mom, where did you put my love?
Minutes and I thought Lindsay came.
Where's that bus? It's always late.
I know.
What's the driver's problem? Can't she go any faster?
Maybe there was an accident, or maybe she hit construction.
How can you be so calm? I need to go to school for prayer group.
Just be patient. The bus will arrive and we'll get to school. In the meantime, why don't you and I just relax and talk?
Yeah, you're right. With practice and homework, I hardly ever see you. So how's the school year going?
Pretty well. Chem is hard, but I like the challenge. Oh, here comes the bus now. How about you? Hey, Sam, wait up. I want to talk to you about something. Sam, please hold up.
Yeah?
Mr. Davis pulled me aside after class yesterday to talk about my report. He said ours looked very much alike.
Yeah?
Did he talk to you too?
Yeah, he's blaming me for cheating.
Well, what happened?
It's been a rough week. I didn't have time to get it done. And I found your rough draft in the trash can. And
you don't have to go on. I understand. So what's going to happen?
Well, I have the weekend to write a new report, but I have no idea what I'm doing or how I'm going to get it done.
How about if I come over Saturday morning and help you? I won't do it for you, but maybe that would help a bit.
That would be great. I thought you'd be mad, but
Sam, you know what you did wrong. While we all make mistakes, I'm here for you. Come on, let's get to class. Hey, anyone sitting here?
No, just me.
Do you mind if I join you?
No, thanks.
So you're the new kid, right?
Yeah, just started school here last week. My parents told me it might take a while to fit in, but it's really tough.
I know, I was the new kid once too, but those guys are okay. But until then, feel free to join me anytime you want.
Thanks, that's really kind and thoughtful of you.
So, what did you think of yesterday's game?
Tough. Those guys were good, but no way close to being as good as us.
Yeah, if it wouldn't have been for Chris's amazing shot, I don't know if we would have won.
Oh, come on. Any one of you could have made that shot. It was the exact play Coach helped us set up, and it was only because of you guys that the play happened.
Oh, Chris, stop being so humble. You know that goal was yours.
No, seriously, I love playing with you guys. Your skills, dedication, and teamwork make this team what it is.
So our scripture for today comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful.
That's quite an intense verse. I wonder how we can actually go about living that way.
What do you mean?
Well, I wonder what it looks like to clothe yourselves in love. I mean, in our daily lives, always being humble and kind, thoughtful and forgiving. It's not always easy.
No, it's not. But we know that following the teachings of Christ is not easy. In fact, it's hard. That's why we need to make a daily effort to put on love each morning.
Huh, that's exactly what the guy on the radio said this morning when I woke up. I had no idea what he meant, but I'm certain that if we all lived that way and let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, our days would be much fuller and our world would be more joyful.
For sure.
Please stand and join in singing our closing hymn, number 395, Here I Am, Lord.
Thank you.
You'll bow your heads in our final prayer, or last prayer, whatever you want to call it. God, every day we have to make choices. Some choices are easy, and some are very hard. Our hearts are torn between hope and fear, trust and doubt, love and jealousy. But you have provided us with a beautiful gift, the gift of love. Remind us to clothe ourselves with love every day so that our hearts are full and open to Christ's peace, which rules in favor of the greater good. Today, with every choice we make, with everyone we meet, let our first and our last thought be love. Amen.